We're talking about the aftermath of an aircraft maker bankruptcy and what the falling apart of a business deal means for Superior and the state as a whole. It is The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. 6 years ago, Kestrel Aircraft came to Superior promising hundreds of manufacturing jobs, but the jobs didn't materialize. And after loans and legal actions and now bankruptcy, we're getting up to speed on what happened in this piece of economic development that turned sour. How do you feel about companies that promise jobs in Wisconsin but don't deliver? What could Superior and the state do differently in brokering deals like this? We're at 800-642-1234 for you to join in. Danielle Kading is a reporter for WPR News based in Superior. Danny, welcome back.
Thanks, Kate.
So before we get into the back and forth of the business dealings here, who is Kestrel Aircraft?
Kestrel Aircraft Company was basically developed by Alan Klapmeyer, who is the CEO of the company, and he also co-founded Cirrus Aircraft in Duluth.
And what do they do?
The company has been trying to make parts, and it's build its turboprop Kestrel 350. It's a single-engine jet, and they've been trying to develop that for years through FAA certification.
And so city and county leaders there were providing loans to Kestrel. What was this business deal? What was going on?
Yeah, so in 2012, Kestrel said that they would create 600 jobs in Superior, and it was a really big deal for the city. And so as part of that, Douglas County provided a $500,000 loan, and Superior put up around $2.6 million, along with the state, which put up state and federal loans worth $4 million through the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation. And they also had the opportunity to get up to $90 million in tax credits through the Wisconsin Housing and Economic Development Authority. And all of this was put together as an economic incentive package to create this plane manufacturing facility in Superior, create jobs. And it's turned out a little bit differently than what state and county and city officials would have hoped.
Right, because there has been litigation since then and an effort to try to get some of these loan dollars back. How likely is it that government officials in Superior will recover the money loaned to Kestrel?
Well, city and county officials are pretty doubtful that they'll be able to recover those costs and their investment in that project because, you know, as you mentioned, the company, One Aviation and Kestrel, have filed for bankruptcy. They did that last October, and they have a total debt of more than $198 million. And they owe $53 million alone to state and local governments. So there's a lot of people who are vying for a piece of the company's remaining assets.
So take us back to this point in 2012. Why did former Governor Walker want to bring Kestrel Aircraft to Wisconsin and do it perhaps pretty quickly?
Well, if you remember at the time, you know, Walker had been elected. He was in his first term and he had pledged to create 250,000 jobs as part of his first term as governor. And so as part of that, he was pursuing economic opportunities in the state, and he and the state worked with Kestrel, who at the time was working on a production project in Maine. And so at that time, the CEO of Kestrel, Alan Klapmeyer, said that, you know, things didn't look very certain for financing in Maine, so they decided to move to Wisconsin.
We're talking about government incentives for jobs in a case where jobs didn't actually materialize. Danielle Kading is WPR's reporter in Superior. What do you think about Superior's deal with Kestrel Aircraft that went sour? How do you feel about job incentive programs? Join in at 800-642-1234. Let's bring in Brian now, joining us from Superior. Hi, Brian. Are you there, Brian?
Take my call.
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm a retired federal
Oh, and you're really breaking up. You're gonna have to try to call back here. I'm so sorry. We can't understand. Danny, you spoke with Mayor Jim Payne, who called Kestrel the grandfather of the state's controversial deal with Foxconn. What type of comparison was the mayor drawing here?
Well, he basically was saying that it was all the same people involved, you know, city, county, and state officials, and they were crafting a deal based on the idea of government taking out, as he put it, massive amounts of debt to award massive amounts of upfront cash to a big corporation. The difference between Kestrel and Foxconn is that the state did not award upfront cash or upfront loans to Foxconn, although records show the electronics manufacturer did seek around $1 million in upfront payment. But the state rejected that in favor of going with an agreement where the company would have to reach benchmarks on construction and hiring in order to earn that money that was awarded.
So Kestrel owes $53 million to state and local governments, $3 million to Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation. Have we heard anything out of Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation about this incentive package and what happened?
Basically, they are saying that they're trying to recover the loans that they awarded to Kestrel, those that remain to be paid through the bankruptcy process.
And Kestrel officials have said that they hope to emerge from bankruptcy. Do we know yet how they plan to do that or how these bankruptcy proceedings are going?
Yeah, so One Aviation Corporation, which is the parent company of Kestrel, is working right now on a deal with City King, which is a lender related to Kestrel. And basically, through this deal, it would enable the company to stay afloat, and they would be other entity would honor the debts under a settlement agreement through the courts. Mm. So they're hoping to go that route. But the acting U.S. trustee in the case has motion to dismiss the company's Chapter 11 reorganization plan in favor of Chapter 7 liquidation. Huh. And what all of that means is that the trustee could sell Kestrel's assets to pay those who are owed money, which is not a favorable option for the company.
We have time for just a quick call here. Scott in West Bend. Hi, Scott. Go ahead.
Yeah, just wanted to say I find it amazing through the Walker funding for all these businesses. We had a Ultralight aircraft company in Fond du Lac that if they were going to put together did the same thing. They should have an epic economic development for taxpayers that don't own businesses. You want to be an entrepreneur, create a business, that's great. But you shouldn't ask the taxpayers to pay for it. A lot of stores do this, even like Walmart. They rent their stores. They don't own them. So when they have chemical spills, the DNR has to pull teeth to get them to clean it up, or they won't clean it up.
Scott,
we just need to give the taxpayers a break.
Scott, thanks for calling in. Danny, what are you watching for as this case unfolds?
Well, the bankruptcy proceedings are ongoing, and we'll just kind of wait and see how that pans out and whether that means people will be paid the money they're owed.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks, Kate.
Danielle Kading is a reporter for WPR News based in Superior. Coming up, Wisconsin authorities moved Jamie Kloss's kidnapper to an out-of-state prison. We'll talk with a reporter about public access to inmate records. Back in just a moment. Stay with us here on the Ideas Network.